Midas, yeah. Notoriety Productions. Uh-oh, it's about that time. Just getting them from working, I need to unwind. It's okay to take a pause from the grind. The rest will follow if you free your mind. You know we keep it old school, fam. We rock the best of the old school jams. All the nonsense must cease like Marvin. It's dinner time, let's eat cause I'm starving. Break bread, a gathering of a cartel. Sell it by the yard, but it's far from a yard sale. We know the odds well, hey, to stop fronting. Put my chips in and it's double or nothing. Real people touching real topics. If y'all can't see them, then switch up your optics. I'm the best when I speak. Invest in my speech or I bring it to your desk with my feet. Cute kiddos, Grand Wiz and Trump. Back in 99, had it locked from the jump. Mondays at 7, come and get your fix. D, Mario Washington, all in the mix. We, number one, man, forget your picks. The good old boys.net from the city to the sticks. We won't stop, you know we keep it hood, old boy. And y'all are now rocking with the good old boys. Yeah.
His face in the sand, not the last mafioso, I'm a MC cop, make it say go LL and do the wop. If you think you can outrun me, yeah boy I bet, cause I ain't met a motherfucker who can do that yet. Trendsetter, I'm better, my rhymes are good, I got a gold name plate that says I wish you would. And when battle begin, then I gotta join in, and before my rhyme is over, you know I'ma win. Cool J has arrived, so you better make way. Ask anybody in the crowd, they say the kid don't play. Cause I don't over my, got a pinpoint rap that makes you feel trapped. So many girls on my jack, I threw my phone in tap. I'm bad. Cool J. Cool J. Yeah. Cool J. Cool J. Cool J. Cool J. I'm like Tyson, Ison, I'm a soldier. Sure, you don't try to battle me no more. Got concrete rhymes, been rapping for 10 years. And even when I'm bragging, I'm being sincere. MC can't win, I make them rust like tin. They call me Jaws, my hat is like a shark's fin. Because I'm bad as can be, got my voice on wax. Some brothers think he's making records, now he must have relaxed. I couldn't, I shouldn't, and it'll stay that way. The best rapper you've heard is LL Cool J. Kamikaze, take a look at what I've done. Used to rock in my basement, now I'm number one. Supreme, and I'm notorious. I'll crush you like a jelly bean. I'm bad.
This bit was last spotted with three other members of this group. A Bobcat, a E-Man, and a Country. They are extremely bad, so keep your eyes open. Use extreme caution.
I eliminate punks, cut them up in chunks. You assumed you heard me, and your ego's drunk. I'm so good it's a shame, cause I eat rappers like a cannibal, they call me insane. I'm as strong as a bull, of course you know I am poor. I enjoy what I'm doing, plus I'm paid in full. Not fucking Rubin type, but bust it out as I say the kind of rhymes that make MCs wish that I die. Never retire or put my mic on the shelf. The baddest rapper in the history of rap itself. Not bitter or mad, just proving I'm bad. You wanna hit, give me an hour plus a pen and a pad. MCs retreat, cause they know I can beat them. In a battle and the ref won't cheat him. I'm the best, taking out all rookies. Don't forget Oreos, eat Cool J cookies. I'm bad. Like an old battleship. LL, I'm bad. Other rappers know when I enter the center, they say, yo, yo, there he go. My paycheck's large, Mr. Bogart in charge. Not a punter or a hunter from a raccoon lot. The original Todd, teaching how to be hard. Take the skin off a snake and split a pea from a pie. You're a novice, I'm noble, and I dissect with my tongue. Not a till of the hunt, gun or Abdullah's son. My book is exact, like racking pinion in a jag. You try to brag, you get your rhymes from a grab bag. No good scavenger, catfish, vulture. My tongue's a chisel in this composition sculpture. I'm bad.
I think I'm gonna need backup. I think I'm gonna need backup.
From Fairfax, South Carolina to Beaufort, North Myrtle Beach, New York City, Florence, Columbia, and back here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, in the Charlotte, North Carolina metropolitan area, we are the Good Old Boys on the Good Old Boys Radio Network with the Mario Washington.
Q Kiddos.
Black Trump.
Grand Wiz.
Yes, back in the house once more, talking about the actual factual as only the Good Old Boys know how to bring it to you.
You're not going to get this anywhere else.
And we the only people that can do it.
Yep.
Now, some people need to stop whatever it is that they do.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin
an image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but you're what making money.
See?
Hey, I said on an Elements episode, and I thought about it after when I was listening to it, that junk sound dumb, when I said Humpty, Shock G, and them boys.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. You call Digital Underground Humpty, Shock G, and them boys.
Yeah,
that sounded pretty dumb.
Hey, but like that's how they wanted you to think, right? We didn't know. I mean, when Shock G first appeared,
I knew Humpty, man.
Right?
I could see it.
I didn't know, man. Back then,
and then they had pictures with the two of them together.
I thought they had they were on MTV Raps. You know, MTV Raps like that with two of them.
I don't remember that. If they did that, then they'd have earned, man.
Yeah, that would have been dope.
Yeah.
Especially back then, before you could do stuff like that. Damn, dog.
Yeah, there was no Photoshop back then.
Do what you like.
Yeah, them boys just earned pretty dope, man.
That's the best rapping I think he ever did.
Who's the better rapper, Shock G or
Humpty Hump?
I think Shock G was a better MC.
I think Humpty
was best. Had that comedy effect.
I liked Humpty.
I like Humpty because sometimes
just grab him in the biscuits.
Yeah. Sometimes he wouldn't rhyme because he didn't want to rhyme because he did what he liked.
Do what you like.
Yep.
Smell how you like.
Kiss you back.
Oh, that was awesome.
That's MC Brains.
The best of my nose in the
what he said? Oh, yeah. That's my favorite song by them, too.
So, do they need to throw in the towel?
No.
They threw in the towel a long time ago, I thought.
By now,
it's called retirement.
Man, you're off by now. They're throwing in the soap and the water, too.
They ain't seen Shock G even interviewed or nothing in a long time.
The last thing I heard from him was maybe 2006. He was talking about
Pac.
Yeah, he was in that Dead Rappers issue of XXL. Where every dead rapper got a little expose. And he was talking about Pac's verse on that Digital Underground
same song.
Same song.
Yeah. Well, there are people that need to quit. And there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them that we're going to talk about in the next segment was recently in a Bud Light commercial. And I was like, oh my gosh, just stop. Just stop.
Collaborate and listen.
Just stop.
Oh, I want to know who this is.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him in the next segment. We also talk about some TV shows that need to stop.
Yeah.
Just stop. There's some musicians. One that has a new reality show coming out. We're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk to a dope MC on this episode. This dude named Denzel Porter. He's dope. And he made a song that was controversial called Kanye West. And I liked it.
Before Kanye went crazy?
No, it was when Kanye is crazy. But people were saying that he shouldn't have made this song. So, But Kanye is nuts. The Vogue magazine cover. Mm. And I heard that he forced them to do it.
What's wrong with it? I don't see a problem with it.
I haven't seen it.
I see him and Kim Kardashian standing there. Big deal.
Well, it's Vogue magazine.
So
what has Kim Kardashian done to be on the cover of Vogue magazine?
Oh.
They
own
Kim Kardashian.
They own stores.
And she like a little boutique or something, right?
I mean, she is sort of a fashion. She's a hot button fashionista at the moment.
See, you know what though? I like Chloe now.
Oh, well, you're in the minority.
No, it ain't. Chloe got a fat bunkie, boy. I don't know what Lamar Odom did to her.
Lamar didn't do anything.
Chloe just started. She got tired of all the attention on her sisters, and she just got right, man. I mean, she was a cute chick.
Why you don't want to give Lamar credit for that, though?
Because he's no longer a Laker, so it's like.
He went to Spain and played in one game.
And then quit. No, he got fired.
A weekend. He played a weekend in Spain, and he's back here in the U.S.
Word?
Yeah.
He needed to throw in the towel on his drug career, too.
Nah, I think that's thriving.
We're going to start things off with my man who needs to throw in the towel on being the dog whisperer, Aaron Hall. Don't be afraid of the dog whisperer.
Lamar Odom and his dad have a nice father and son drug operation going. It's thriving right now.
Don't be afraid of the locker room.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
bruh, it ain't nothing to watch on this TV. I mean, it almost ain't even no reason to even turn that joker on, man.
So why not check out the Good Old Boys TV by logging on to the goodoldboys.net and clicking on Good Old Boys TV?
What was that?
It's taking the internet by storm. You got videos of me, Doc, and Murder, Uncle Lorante, and if I remember right, you, Q, Trump, Wiz, Jasmine Love, Big Daddy Suede, and even Drew is supposed to put videos on there. But that ain't happy yet. See, I'm always having to carry the weight on my back. I'm putting a team on my back here, and you don't even say
Calm down, dog. Bro, you mad. All right, I tell you what we'll do. We'll get to work on posting more videos, and in the meanwhile, I'll check out Good Old Boys TV tab on the goodoldboys.net. You need to turn down something, bro.
Jasmine Love on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. Playing the best in R&B jams and catching up with your favorite artists from yesterday and today.
My girl, Rashida. How you doing over there?
I'm good. How you doing, girl?
And you already know how it goes down in the reality check. Jasmine Love is giving you real advice on those issues that mean the most to you.
You cannot live your life based on what other people think or what other people look like.
Real music, real topics, real radio. Jasmine Love has your airwaves on lock right here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Coming up this hour, music from Brandy and Music Soul Child here on the Good Old Boys Radio Show.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It feels like you're frozen. Petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Of
the Good Old Boys on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. Throw in the towel. All right. So y'all saw the Super Bowl commercial, the Bud Light commercial. What the hell was Arnold Schwarzenegger doing, man?
At first I didn't know that was him.
Yeah.
He was on wrestling recently.
Was he really?
Yeah, he ended up punching The Miz.
See? Hey, he acts bad when he's on wrestling. Because I remember when he was commentating with JR and them, and Stone Cold was beating up somebody. And then he was like, oh, this is just such great action. This is really, really good action. And then he just took the headset off, and then he went in there and beat up some people, and then caught a beer and started drinking with Stone Cold.
People seem to have forgotten that he got his maid pregnant, didn't he?
He ain't got her pregnant. He raised a kid with her. That kid is a grown person now, though. A whole man now.
A whole man. Big ass little John. Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing that he became a whole man and yet he didn't get her pregnant. He didn't get her pregnant.
I'm saying, this happened a long time ago. That's what I'm saying. Because he was married to Skeletor all that time.
You call her Skeletor?
Damn.
Maria Shriver looks like Skeletor.
Skeletor. Yeah.
He was He-Man. That's why they got together. Skeletor and He-Man got married.
Do they have any kids together?
Who's?
Yeah, they do.
Arnold and Maria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
That would be Orko and who?
All right, so what about Stallone? Him and Schwarzenegger together need to stop.
Well, Stallone doing Rocky movies.
That's going to be dope, though.
Another one?
They doing a joint with my man. Larry P says that he has a man crush on this guy, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
he loves him, but he's supposed to be
Apollo's
grandson.
Damn.
He's going to fight, and Rocky is going to end up training him.
Okay.
That's going to be dope,
man. Yeah, that's
man.
A nice.
Oh, that's
I like,
actually going to be pretty. Yeah, okay.
I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
Yeah.
We
still showing a little flashbacks from the old Rocky. Right. Just, you know.
But you know Sly's going to step in the ring. You know he can't
I hope
resist.
Not. He going to fight. He going to fight Michael B. Jordan.
Looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick.
Running all the way to the bank after getting knocked out by Mike Tyson.
He'll probably have a street fight like Rocky V.
I think what was it? The Expendables or what was the movie?
Yeah, they in that together. They had the joint where they was in the jailhouse and they was trying to break out the prison together came out recently.
We say they should throw in the towel. And Arnold Schwarzenegger's new movie comes out today.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Nah, but Arnold should have threw in the towel when Caballo got killed by the Russian. I mean, Stallone. He should have threw in the towel.
Thanks for reminding me why I don't like Sylvester Stallone. I'm like, you should have threw in the towel.
It was Apollo's fault when he said, no.
Idiot.
See, I love them Rocky films, though, man. It's motivational.
How about
for me,
how
though,
bad
man.
His face looked when he said no?
He was smart to throw in a towel on Brigitte Nielsen when he did, though. I mean, the way she looks now and how she was like
how she
molesting
herself.
Flavor Flav.
Yes.
All little foofy years. Head.
when she was Red Sonja and the Russian's wife. I like her.
Oh, nah. Beverly Hills Cop was when she was really banging, man.
Dang, I forgot about her being in that joint.
Yeah.
She used to look good.
Yep. Adam Sandler.
Why did he fall off?
I don't know. He got a new movie that's coming out that's supposed to be like a dramatic type film.
I think comedians in general don't have a long shelf life.
You have to try to like transform yourself like Jim Carrey did.
Or even Eddie a little bit, you know, but it's like with Adam, man, he's played pretty much the same character in every movie he's been in. But I think the difference in him and let's say a Kevin Hart right now is that Kevin Hart is flooding the market at the time.
That's somebody
he's famous.
He need to stop.
But yeah, but, I mean, Adam Sandler, what he did, he spread it out like over years, you know, put out a stupid movie here, stupid movie there, do a stand-up.
A stupid movie here, a stupid movie there.
Yeah, but it's the same stupid movie there.
My dear.
But there's some classic stupid movies, though. There's some classic stupid joints.
Tyler Perry.
Oh, Tyler, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not even talk about him.
Why would Tyler Perry throw in the towel? He's at the height of his...
Well, nah, his latest movie only grossed $8 million the first week at the box office.
He threw the towel, though.
So?
He did throw the towel.
He can just go
while in the shower reaching for his soap.
With that boy. Yeah. That's what he did.
So he can just go do a TV show.
I don't like him.
I think he just exploiting black people and what people, I think they starting to read books and just educating themselves more. His movies and stuff not even relevant no more to me. I ain't knocking the man. He's an entrepreneur doing his thing, but it's just he's washed up to me.
When we come back, we're going to talk about some TV shows that need to stop. Oh, by the way, most of the music. It's by people who probably need to throw in the towel, too.
Yeah.
Music soul child.
No, man. No, that's my dude, Joe.
When the last time he made you something good?
I don't know, but
like,
you know
98, 99, 2002?
I know the last song he released had Swiss Beats on there.
For real.
And it was bad. It was awful.
That was a horrible marriage.
Yes. Oh, gosh, man. I just like the cat. He's still hot, though.
Buddy.
And I'm going to tell you why I hated The Expendables 2.
Darling, if I alarmed you, I don't mean to bother you. I just wanna get you to pause and slow your walk. So maybe we can talk and I can try to charm you. I'm just trying to find out who you are. I don't mean to come off like a telemarketer. I ain't no hood, no crook, no robber. I just want a part of your heart I can borrow sometimes. And maybe I can call you up
sometimes.
And maybe I can take you out
sometimes.
So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your place or mine, this a different type of commitment. I'm talking about a true friendship. Someone I can depend on and be down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it. Cause girl,
it'll be fly. You are my B-U-D-D-E-Y. Don't be shy, give it a try.
If I come off disrespectful or my convo is a little bit too sexual, but damn, it's incredible. Be more flexible, cause the context of this text is special. But wait, let me explain it. A buddy is an equal beneficial arrangement. A buddy is a buddy that don't be complaining when his or her buddy ain't the buddy that came with
sometimes.
And maybe I can call you up
sometimes.
And maybe I can take you out
sometimes.
So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your place or mine, it's a different type of commitment. I'm talking about a true friendship. Someone I can depend on if you're down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it. Cause girl,
it'll be fly. If you are my B-U-D-D-Y, don't be shy.
No,
give it a try. I could be yours and you can be mine, girl. I can't lie.
What I'm really trying to say is the definition of a real buddy is
that one.
Yeah,
have fun.
Through the city with me. Together there's no limit to what
we can do.
And once we in it, girl, it's all about
you.
So baby, what you say? Don't pass this by the side. Because girl, if you were my B-U-D-D,
give it a try.
Could be.
critics agree that listening to the Good Old Boys Radio Network family of shows can give you superhuman strength, like this guy.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Visit thegoodoldboys.net to find out when you can hear your favorite Good Old Boys show. Up, up, and away!
Austin Terry is your one-stop shop for all radio consulting needs. Our team of experts can handle your production, provide news and sports content, and take your internet station or your terrestrial station to the next level. We can also help those who want to get their start in the industry or help on-air talents find their next big gig. Visit AustinTerry.net for more info.
Turn on the fan and cool off with some red Kool-Aid. You're listening to the Good Old Boys.
People are always talking about the stock market, always looking to invest in a good opportunity, something with the potential to grow. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock where you invest to make money, but a stock for a social change. A whole new kind of investment called Better Futures. When you invest, it helps students like me go to college, which ends up making the future better for everybody. I could be the first college graduate in my family, the first district attorney from my neighborhood. And if I'm the first, then maybe there will be a second and a third. This can really be the start of something. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury. Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas, wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacationing in the French Riviera, and then buying it.
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
My motto is to leave on top, or with them wanting more. Some TV shows should have taken a cue from myself and Dave Chappelle. We discuss them next. But first, a little Missy Elliott with Work It.
See my hips, big hips, so cha. See my butts and my lips, don't cha. Lost a few pounds in my waist, oh yeah. This the kind of beat that go ba-ta-ta. Ba-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good, I say blah, blah, blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. If you got a big... Search it to find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet. If you a fly gal, get your nails done. Get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, it's gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find a trick that's even better. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, I begins to gal, listen me with your. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of phones. You little with my butt, boom, 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 boom. Keep your eyes on my boom. Boom, boom. You think you can handle this, but don't. Take my thumb off and my tail go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wearing yet. It's your primitive, it's wearing yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wearing yet. It's your primitive, it's wearing yet. Boys, boys, all type of boys. White, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys. Wine, thang, 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 thang. Black, thang, 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 thang. Girls, girls, get that cash. If it's 9 to 5, we're shaking it. Ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Just make sure you ahead of the game. You know, Missy still super duper, but Prince couldn't get me, change my name. Papa, Hooter can't tell you slave again, no sign. Picture black saying, oh, yes, I'm my son. No. Got a Lamborghini, so I drive faster. Whoa. Just to make your haters even freaking madder. Whoa. Admit I'm the name one who batter. When I drop this record here, it won't even matter. Why you act dumb like, say you act dumb like, as the drummer boy go, brr-pum-pum. Give you some of this Cinnabon. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wearing yet. It's your primitive, it's wearing yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wearing yet. It's your primitive, it's wearing yet.
Back on the good old boys on the good old boys radio network. The Mario Washington, Q Kittles, Black Trump, and Grand Wiz. We talking about people that need to throw in them towels. Throw them in.
Throw them in. Throw some drawers on that window.
Yeah, throw some drawers on the window.
Yeah, people who speak like that should throw in the towel. I don't know what that means.
Well, a show that I think needs to throw in a towel actually uses something similar to this.
What is that?
On their opening theme.
A clock. What is that?
60 Minutes.
60 Minutes is dope, boy. You better chill.
Why was 60 Minutes throwing it?
You're crazy, yeah.
Yo, I saw that last week, man.
Ooh, too, had yo, a, ooh, with the diamond team?
Yeah. Oh, the Pink Panther joints. Yo, that was awesome,
you better chill.
Yeah. That was awesome.
All right, moving on.
I don't know what you're talking about, but far, I like 60 Minutes.
Yo, these cats rode into DeBry.
As far as
we'll talk about later.
That one host, though.
Yeah,
old
the
buddy.
Host on there, yeah.
Mike Wallace,
Mike Wallace dead, boy.
Yeah, oh, rest in peace.
Nah, but the old
this
man.
This dude look like Mike Wallace.
The real old man who be slurring his words. And I was like, I had to turn when he did his story. And then he be smiling and drooling. And like a couple of weeks ago, he did.
He look like Droopy.
Yeah. Going up.
I'm sitting here trying to figure out who you're talking to.
I can't remember his name.
Process,
man.
Of elimination. I'm thinking, well, I know it's not Mike Wallace.
That's why I need to go, because all of the correspondents that we grew up on passed away.
I mean, but Gordon, it's
but
still,
that's why it's
still
iconic.
Dope,
Mike
man.
Wallace,
that, Gordon's that, dead.
Morley Schaefer, all of them.
And I mean, when I was watching that show, I said, I was like, yo, that's just iconic.
You said Ed Gordon.
Yeah,
Ed
Bradley.
Ed Gordon is on CNN, ain't he?
Mickey Rooney. Or Ricky, what's his
Mickey
name?
Mickey Rooney dead.
Yeah.
No, Mickey Rooney's the actor.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the actor. I'm like,
Andy
hold on.
Rooney.
That's
Andy Rooney. Yeah, yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, him.
People be dead.
Damn.
Just when you need them, they be dead. How inconsiderate of those people.
You sound like Blade Brown from Class Act. They be dead.
Now, reading is fundamental.
So if I be on a plane, I be fly?
It depends on what you be wearing.
which reminds me.
Thanks. That's a bad movie.
Which reminds me. I have seen that movie.
Kid needs to tell stop. You,
I was about to say, Christopher Kid Reeve.
Throw in the towel.
At everything you do in life.
Now, especially trying to be a comedian.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, that is awful.
Yeah.
American Idol.
It's expired a long time ago in my mind.
It hadn't been good since the first four seasons.
And J-Lo never stands up.
Yeah. And what's unfortunate, Candace Glover from my hometown, St. Helena Island, South Carolina, won. And then she released an album and only sold 18,000 copies.
It flopped bad.
Oh, wow.
Because she was from Beaufort.
That wasn't the case.
No, because that show is not what it's cracked up to be anymore, man. You know,
it's not making stars.
Yeah. Basketball Wives.
It's still eye candy, and I like seeing women do stupid things.
Well, you can do that. Just look out your window every day. You can see that.
Yeah, open your eyes. Go to a mall, you know? Go to a daycare.
It doesn't get too much into their lives and the plot of things, and we really, like, I don't know. We're just kind of brazing the surface, I guess, when we go to the mall. I like going in depth and really see how stupid these women are.
Watch me set Mario up. Numbers never lie.
Oh, gosh. Don't even mention that junk on this program, dog. I hate Michael Smith. Yeah. And I follow him on Twitter, right? But I did that for work purposes. And I keep forgetting to unfollow him. So every now and then when I go on Twitter, I see something that Michael Smith has posted. And then I get angry all over again. And then when the TV is on, when Numbers Never Lie comes on after first take and he starts talking, I be hurrying up. I don't even be paying attention. But when I hear his voice, I hurry up to turn the TV or turn it off. I don't like him.
I like how you look like an air traffic controller just acting out everything you're saying.
Why does he exist?
Why does Ryan Clark talk? Play football.
That boy be on TV a lot, boy.
Yeah, because he's about to retire.
He's going to be forced retirement.
I have mixed feelings about Michael Smith, too.
Well, you don't like Michael Smith. You're the reason why I don't like Michael Smith. Yeah. And he's making me not like Jemele Hill, even though she looks like ghetto hood rat that probably can slob real good.
So I guess the part about us cleaning up our act is going out of the window.
I'm sorry.
Oh, she was in the hot dog eating contest?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She was in a hot dog? Oh. Yes.
She does have a drooling problem is what we're trying to say.
All right. When we come back at hour number two, we're going to talk to my man Denzel Porter. Bobby Brown, Girl Next Door. Bobby Brown needs to throw in the towel.
On his jaw.
Yeah, that's
stop. Jaw. That's a stroke. Stop.
There ain't no stroke.
Oh, I thought it was a stroke that did it.
It was drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, so you mean to tell me I could have been picking at it all this time?
Yeah, Bobby's never had a stroke.
Running aground. Sometimes I can't believe love divine. I never get too much. I'm living every moment for her touch.
All I need.
Because she lives next door. Girl, next to next me. Show me my next door, her very essence, her presence, I do adore. And being this close is driving me wild. I love her personality, her style, her smile. My life is bright once more again. Our lives are hot, our souls will blend. I love that girl more than all the world. She's like priceless diamonds, cultured pearls. She took me by surprise. Right before my eyes, she came to me like a vision on earth. I didn't have to look, I didn't have to search. I'll never bore. Each other's body will explore. Our love will grow forevermore.
The Elements has finally returned to the Good Old Boys Radio Network. I'll be playing your favorite hip-hop bits from yesterday and today. You know the joints you can never find on the radio, but you will find it right here on the Good Old Boys Radio Network. Visit thegoodoldboys.net to find out more info on The Elements, your home for hip-hop on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Your favorite radio show on the planet is the Good Old Boys Radio Show.
That's Julia Childs, dude?
Oh, yeah, it's Julia Childs. That is Julia Childs. Like 60 years.
It's an old show. That's Julia Childs and Jacques Pepin.
The Good Old Boys take you down memory lane. Talk to your favorite artists and play your favorite music.
That's a funny name, but
The Good Old Boys. Every week on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
The Good Old Boys Radio Network. From the city to the sticks, you're listening to the Good Old Boys on the Good Old Boys Radio Network.
Hey, Nick Cannon here. So, of course, we all know there's lots of talent in America. But unfortunately, there's something else we've got way too much of. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids struggle with it in this country. But here's the thing. This problem is entirely solvable. Seriously. We already produce more than enough healthy, nutritious food in this country to feed every single last one of those hungry kids. We just need a way to get it to them. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks is out there every day gathering surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across the country. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay. Then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect to Compete and the Ad Council.
Extending across the atlas, I be at this, flipping in the ghetto on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress, more powerful than two Cleopatra. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy, like the mother sister Betty. El Boogie spars with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubims to Nassau Coliseum. Now hear this mixture with hip hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Not everything, everything is everything. What is meant to be will be.
Meant to be will be.
And after winter must come spring. Change comes eventually.
Change comes eventually.
Sometimes it seems.
Sometimes it seems.
We'll touch that dream.
We'll touch that
but
dream.
Things come slow and not at all.
They come slow. Yeah.
And the ones on time.
The ones on time.
Won't make it stop. So convinced that they might fall. Let's love ourselves and we can't fail.
Everything is everything.
After winter,
after winter
comes spring.